My name is Alfred Bieler. I'm from Microsoft in the UK, and I'm at Mix, and I'm really enjoying it. So this morning in the keynote, there were quite a few interesting announcements, but the one that I'm really excited about, and now that it's public and I can talk about it, is SQL Server Data Services. If you missed it, the whole idea is that instead of you hosting all of your own database as well as all the other services, you can outsource this now to Microsoft. So why would you like to do that? Well, in a similar way that I just don't want to care about necessarily where my web server sits and how that's managed and backup and so on and power to the server, etc. In the same way, I can now buy a database that's served by somebody else, in this case Microsoft. I think it's a great development. You know, my claim to fame, or actually claim to shame maybe, is that I thought about a similar thing, very same thing actually, about 1999, just as we started to talk about web services and next generation web services. And I even built a business case for Microsoft UK to say, let's do this. And at the time, it was just not seen as the right thing for us to do, specifically in the UK. But clearly, we've taken this further, and we've now delivered this thing. And in fact, it's going to be available soon. You can sign up to the website right now for beta testing it. I think it will, in many ways, make it much, much easier to build data-driven applications on the website, on the internet right now. It's today quite easy to do, but it requires a database. And whether you're using SQL Server or one of the other options in terms of a database, you still need to think about where this data lives and the concurrency and how you access it, and backing it up and storing the data. And I think for some scenarios, it would be fantastic to be able to just outsource that. In many ways, that's what I think RSS did so successfully. You know, RSS feeds are essentially that, a database hosted elsewhere that you access and draw into your site, whether that's your RSS reader or whether that's your site where you syndicate some feeds and so on. So I think a SQL Server Data Service is a fantastic evolution. And actually, I think if I can make a prediction, something else that I thought about in 1999, which we'll need, is we need a way to simply monetize web services. So today, the majority of websites are monetizing through adverts. And adverts require a display element. And web services, the beauty of web services is that you don't have a display. And therefore, if we want to get to the point where web services take off even more than it does right now, and it becomes commercially viable to build a web service that expose whatever it might be that your company can offer, then we need a way to actually monetize that as well. So I'm looking for a microtransaction engine or a subscription-based engine that you can easily call as soon as somebody makes a call to your web service, and then you eventually get at the end of the month a check for all the transactions you processed. So that's my prediction, the next thing. I know it's a big challenge. I know there are problems with fraud around that. There's a challenge of scale, and microtransactions always cost a lot of money to do. But I think that's the next thing that somebody will build and somebody will make a lot of money with. But the basis of that engine could very well be SQL Server Data Services. So thumbs up for making that step. Well done. I'm really excited about Microsoft's offering there. And if you're thinking about building that engine, let's talk. I've got a lot of ideas around that. Thank you very much, and I hope you also enjoy Mix. If you can't be here in person, then sessions.visitmix.com has got all the sessions on as well. So it's a great place to get the content. All the best. We'll talk again.